VIP. Let's kick it.
This is the South Dakota sex symbol, your Heartland heartthrob, and your mom's favorite wrestler, Brandon Nitro. And you're listening to Below Zero Radio.
Welcome back to another episode of Below Zero Radio. I am your host, Showtime Rocky Allen, and I am right here in the Below Zero studios with BZW Commissioner Nick Stokey. Nick, how the heck are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
Cannot complain, especially just one day from Showtime. Get it? Showtime? You see what I did there?
Yeah, I get it.
We've got an awesome show. We'll just dive right into the BZW news. Jamestown this Saturday.
Yes, sir.
Doors at 5. New venue for us.
New venue, new town.
Love that.
Two things I love.
Doors at 5. Show at 6. Front row. Sold out. Venue almost at capacity. Get your tickets now. We might not have a walk-up opportunity, frankly.
It's true. I mean, as of right now, we do, but I'm not going to promise anything.
Yeah.
Because if a handful of more tickets or some people get crazy come Saturday, we might be like, sorry.
Yeah, let's secure those tickets, folks. Club 1883 in Jamestown.
Yes, sir.
Horace always holds a place in my heart.
Yes.
Right there at the bingo hall at the Horace Senior Center. Love that. Such a fun show last year, man.
It was
the
very
BZW
fun.
Holiday Special presented. Rest in peace, Thunder Mania. May it rest in peace. The BZW Holiday Special presented by Rough International. Last year was awesome. Throwing gifts into the crowd, beating up the Grinch. You're not going to want to miss it. Front row on sale, almost sold out. VIP tables on sale, almost sold out. Look, we're going to have a specific holiday feel, but understand, folks, and you and I have kind of talked about some of the finer details, it's going to have real BZW consequences. This is not a show to miss. This is not a one-off, okay? We've talked about, like, the Taco Festival, the Tequila Festival, whatever, different vibe. Yes, this is a holiday show, Christmas show, whatever you want to call it, but it's like New Year's Revolution. It's not just a New Year's party for WWE. The BZW Holiday Special in Horace is not just for fun. There are real consequences moving forward, and it's a show you're not going to want to miss. Talking about a show you don't want to miss, Butler Arena, Winter Slam, February, help me out.
17th.
February 17th. I mean, we have a specific goal here, folks. The first four-figure crowd in BZW history. We thought we were going to swing it with Summer Night's main event. Rain happened. The Lord happened.
Yes.
We couldn't. Nothing we could do about it. Such a banger of an event, though.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Had that weather played out that week, I do think we'd be talking about doing our second ever show. But you move on.
But let's break the BZW attendance record. Let's pack it in there. Capacity's 2,500. But let's get that first four-figure crowd in for Winter Slam. Let's sell the son of a gun out.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, sitting here on November 2nd, you're getting this on November 3rd. We don't know everything that's going to be going on at Winter Slam.
No.
But have we ever thrown a Winter Slam that was not a complete banger?
Exactly. I mean, every year has been better than the last. And, you know, we have two of these shows, Jamestown Horace, leading up to Winter Slam. Winter Slam tickets are on sale. We haven't announced a single thing yet, and there's a lot of tickets that have already been sold.
That's awesome.
And we're doing something this year. Tickets for that event are starting at $5.
Whoa.
So we have...
I'm going to get in my Showtime Rocky voice right now. Kids seats, just $5.
Monster Jam.
And by the way, not just kids seats, your seats.
So we have
$5.
We have seats starting just at $5, leading up to your more premium seats. But you can bring out a family for this event and not break the bank.
Right.
So there's a ticket, there's a spot, there's a whatever for everyone. Don't miss out on Jamestown. Don't miss out on Horace, but don't miss out on
Showtime Rocky Allen. Six kids could bring the whole crew for $40.
Yeah.
Cannot beat it.
Nope.
Cannot, by the way, as someone who routinely is financially responsible for entertaining this family, you can't do anything. Can't go to a basketball game. Certainly can't go to a football game. Can't take them to the movies. Sky Zone. Shoot. You can't take them to the play place at McDonald's and get out of there for $40.
They don't have the value menu anymore.
It just didn't happen. There is no value quite like Winter Slam. Speaking of value, folks, this episode of Below Zero Radio brought to you by the wonderful people at the Hampton Inn and Suites in Jamestown. They're hooking their boys up, allowing, you know, kind of the cast and crew here to hang out, to sleep, to lay our weary heads after what is sure to be an awesome show. But clean rooms, free breakfast, conveniently located, pool, hot tub. Just if you're in Jamestown, check out the Hampton Inn and Suites. They're you know, top of the line. And I know sometimes, not that Jamestown is podunk, because it's not. I grew up in podunk. It's not. But you get to these, you know, towns that are less than 10,000 people, and you start to kind of wonder about whether or not there's going to be a decent place to stay. This is a decent place to stay.
Exactly. Well said.
Okay, quick recap of Flannel Fest, talking about a new town, new venue, new place. Had never been to Larimore, North Dakota. Maybe the smallest actual town you've ever done?
Yes. So, oh, for sure. Yeah. I mean, some people might argue with like Horace or something, but that's Fargo.
Horace is a Fargo show, and I don't even know with some of these additions whether Horace is smaller than Larimore.
I mean, Larimore is under 1,500. Okay. So, I mean, I think Horace has got that beat as bigger. But yeah, small town feel. Flannel Fest. There was people in flannels. It was a beautiful evening.
Yep.
We were on the freshly new tarred road right outside of Willie's, who provided some great food, and there was food trucks and
love
music
that.
And it was really fun. It you know, you talk about one off shows, like, sure. But it doesn't feel that way. You know, like, you still have so much BZW talent there. You know, we still had a title match. We still had, you know, the regulars, and it was really fun. And I hope they have a Flannel Fest too, and I hope that BZW is part of it.
Awesome. Quick recaps: Brandon Nitro, Copperhead Duke Cornell. He had an open challenge that was answered by Copperhead Duke Cornell. Certainly a established, experienced guy in this part of the world. And that was an awesome match. Royal Flava goes over Sky High in a just banger. And I would say, man, you know, we've talked so much about NDS and Crucible, NDS and Crucible. Watch out for Royal Flava down the road.
Yeah.
I mean, and they're a talented team. And, you know, we talk about NDS, and they're kind of high-flying and how that sort of jives with the brutality of the Crucible. You can have the same – not the same matches, because obviously, you know, these are – independent performers, but you can have the same type of David and Goliath type situation with these two squads. And like I said, I would just watch for Royal Flava down the road, because they're fun.
Yeah. They've grown so much. I remember when Devo made his BZW debut 2 years ago in Fergus Falls at the Battle Royal, and where he's came from there to where him and, the seasoning are right now, and where Royal Flavor is as a whole, it's crazy. These guys, the sky is the limit for these two, and I honestly believe that.
Mr. Incredible picks up a victory after his Bismarck loss, and all of a sudden, you know, he looks strong. I mean, I think Mr. Incredible, I know Mr. Incredible has been a big part of everything that we've done here at BZW, but you know, moving forward, I wonder if he's not someone to sort of pay attention to when we start talking about maybe some title pictures from a Sub-Zero championship standpoint, from a BZW world championship standpoint. I mean, might want to pay attention to what's going on there with Mr. Incredible.
Yeah, he's a scary guy.
Big
in terms of strength and
yes.
Big and intensity. Like, when he gets going, and that happened in Larimore, that, you know, he got going, and you know, him and Scott Story, they're not. This wasn't the first time for them, so both of them knew what the other one brought. They've wrestled in the past, and Incredible brought it, and he beat him up, and you know, now, and we'll talk about it here in a little bit, but he's got another very extremely tough challenger this weekend.
Okay, yeah, again, just super excited, and one of the fun things, you know, we I think do a good job of we're not on weekly television.
No.
You know, we don't have that OVW life.
We do not. But hey, Netflix, if you're here, if you're listening,
yeah,
give us a call.
Yeah, holler at your boys. You want to do what was it called? Just Wrestlers, right?
Just call Wrestlers.
Yeah, you want to do Wrestlers season two? Holler at your boys. But like, we have to tell the story other ways sometimes.
Yes,
the Below Zero Radio podcast. Also, understanding that these guys can just create content, go straight to YouTube, go straight to our Facebook page. Use it on Twitter, stuff like that. And I thought some of these social media wars between Tommy Douglas or Tommy Dugan, either way.
Depends on who you talk to.
And the Ice King, Jack Ledger, awesome. And they had a great match. And I just think their little mini feud, you know, I think everyone's mind is still kind of, you know, what happened at Wrestleversary between Jack and Bobby. And even the tag match that they had in Fergus Falls. And I don't think anybody truly believes that Jack and Bobby is over. And certainly after what we saw at Summer Night's main event, it's not over.
No. The feud that keeps on giving, whatever you right. want, however you want to look at it, because
but the Jack Tommy stuff is good.
It's great. It's great. You know, Tommy, how it started was just so kind of random, you know. Yeah. He just came up, starts talking to Jack. Jack's going, hey, you know, super fan, you know, thanks for coming up.
Yeah.
Tommy Dugan, and, you know, just love you, blah, blah, blah. And Tommy's like, I'm a wrestler, you know, and he wants the respect from Jack Ledger, and he's not getting it. And so they show up. We're in Larimore. The crowd is not giving him even a speck of, you know,
yep.
grain to talk, yep, or whatever, yep, yep, you want to yep. call it. And, he brought it to Jack, but it's Jack, you know. Yeah. He's top tier, and not to say that Tommy is a slouch or anything, but I think Tommy realized what it takes to get there.
Right, and you talk, Jack's not exactly at the top of the mountain now, but certainly not a guy that, you know, we've seen. I think the term is beaten clean. I can't remember the last time I saw Jack Ledger get beat clean. I've seen Jack Ledger get powder thrown in his face. I've seen Jack Ledger get hit in the nuts. I've seen Jack Ledger eat a chair.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen those things. But you talk about 1, 2, 3 clean in the middle. I mean, that's hard to do.
It's extremely hard to do.
Very, very, very hard to do. But interested to see that story kind of flow at down the same sort of timeline, if you will, as the story flows for Jack and obviously Bobby.
Yeah.
And we'll see Bobby in Jamestown, and we'll see Jack in Jamestown.
Correct.
But let's get to that. I mean, let's get to the BZW show in Jamestown. As we mentioned, we want to give it, you know, a little bit more air again. BZW in Jamestown, Club 1883, doors at 5, show at 6. Front row completely sold out. We're nearly at capacity. Cool venue.
Very.
Fun,
yeah.
Fun venue. Should be awesome. But get your tickets now. And frankly, because the front row sold out, not that there's a bad seat in the house, but get to the show early.
Yeah.
You know? And this is okay. So I've been wanting to do this. You know, Showtime Rocky Allen is a man of the people. But, you know, we are not in a position, certainly, to fully financially support these wrestlers. Like, that's not our role, right, as BZW. And we do absolutely the best we can by them. But you know what else is important for them? Selling merch. Yeah. And not only that, we've got very nice humans, good people that work for this wrestling company. Their merch tables are open. Show up early. They'll shake a hand. They'll take a picture. But buy a T-shirt. Buy an 8x10. Do whatever. And not only will you get to the show early enough time to have a beverage, maybe grab something to eat, get your spot, because obviously after the front row, it is just general admission, find your spot, but say what's up to the boys.
Yeah.
Get a picture with Jack Ledger. Get a picture with Mr. Incredible. Buy a Mr. Incredible T-shirt. I've never really done this on the show. It's been on my mind to do it. And when we say show up early, it's not just because, hey, if you show up at 5:53, your ass is sitting in the back.
Yeah.
It's show up at 5:10. Go buy an 8x10, buy a Jack Ledger T-shirt, buy, you know, support the boys. They'd love to meet you. They really would. We've got an awesome group of human beings at BZW. Come out.
Yeah, it's so true. Everything you say, you know, it's the stuff that goes into these events. You know, every time I'm filling envelopes before the event and making sure guys and girls are getting their paydays and everything like that. You know, it's the other little things, like you said, like having those merch tables ready for the for that talent and making sure that we're talking about it. Because one, not only is it cool just to have your T-shirt of one of your fans or not your fans, but having your fans have your T-shirt being their favorite wrestler, wearing your favorite wrestler's T-shirt. But it's a way that they can continue doing this because it's, you know, we're independent wrestling and everyone is doing what they can. And I, you know, I'm very happy with where we're at and how we're able to provide for the talent, but buying a few T-shirts also helps.
100%. Okay. That was my soapbox. I stood on it. I'm going to get back down. Mason Mayhem versus Jamestown's own Lucas Alexander and returning BZW Stalwart, who we haven't, I don't think, even seen since Wrestleversary.
Larimore.
Oh, he was in Larimore.
He was in Larimore.
Mr. Mathias was in Larimore.
He was.
Okay. All right. Good.
You just got to get back at it sometimes.
I guess. But Mathias versus Mason Mayhem, two absolute BZW stalwarts, have been around forever. You know, I've watched Mason a number of times, obviously watched Mathias a number of times. But Jamestown's own, we got a hometown hero. We like doing that. We have Rock Solid out in Fergus, got Lucas Alexander here in Jamestown. What do you expect from this matchup?
You know, you know, it was a little bit of a change. Initially, Nick Lund was going to be in a triple.
Absolute legend, stalwart.
Yeah. Unfortunately, injuries, you know, get in the way in this grand scheme of things.
This is a physical game.
Yes. So Mathias steps in. Mathias and Lucas have a little bit of back history, story. They're tag team partners across other promotions.
Okay.
So Mason is now looking at, you know, I have two guys that want to win. Lucas makes his debut. Mathias needs a victory.
Potentially the old DX John Cena triple threat for the world title sort of dynamic.
Essentially,
the first thing Sean did was kick Triple H over the ropes. Right? I love that match.
So not only does he have to deal with two guys, but two guys that are familiar with him and that might say, you know, here's the thing. We're going to go one-on-one. Let's get rid of him. And it's very easy for them to do that.
Yes.
So Mason comes in as a kind of almost your underdog, you know, just because he's... he's almost not really a handicap match, but it's kind of a handicap match. And so it'll be fun. That's going to be a really good match.
Okay. Next up on the docket, we have Uriah Upton and Lumber Mac. Shout out to Lumber Mac versus newcomers Bryce Jordan and Ethan Everhart. We know what to expect from the high-flying Uriah Upton. Everybody has seen the big man Mac work. Tell me about Bryce Jordan and Ethan Everhart.
Two, you know, newer guys to the game, but very talented. They're coming from the Iowa area. So, like I said, new to BZW, young, athletic, strong. Like, you look at like a guy like Ethan, like, he's like your prototypical, like, this is what a wrestler looks like. You know, he's good looking, built, and can wrestle. So, someone like Uriah and a veteran like Mac, you know, Mac comes off a big victory in Fergus Falls, winning the Rumble on the River. You know, so you have makings for a really good tag match, even if, you know, Uriah and Lumber Mac might not be all the time tag team partners, but this is going to be fun. It's just going to be one of those really fun matches.
Right. And I mean, one thing that I will say, like, we love Crucible. We love NDS. We love Royal Flava. The BZW tag team division is not that fleshed out.
No.
Right? I mean, so you start talking about contenders for the Crucible's BZW tag titles. There's no reason if you're a Uriah Upton or if you're a Lumber Mac and you're thinking, I want a championship. I want that gold, because that's what this whole thing is about. If this clicks, maybe they're a great tag team.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, they've definitely got kind of like a Diesel Shaw vibe about them.
Sure.
You know, so I can understand some of that. But like I said, there's opportunity there. Opportunity exists within what is the blossoming tag team division of BZW for a team that we're maybe not thinking of to to form. And even guys that we're not talking about for this show, you talk like a Jake Taylor, like a mm-hmm. Mr. Incredible, like yeah. whomever, you go down the line, it's like, okay, who wants to form a tag team? Because the singles roster is deep.
Very, very.
The tag team roster? Not as deep. What, you know, what new teams might we be able to check out? Yeah. So very interested in watching Bryce Jordan and Ethan Everhart. And then this Uriah yeah. Upton Lumber Mac group, something I want to pay attention to. Speaking of local boys, Bismarck's Nick Nelson. That might be enemy territory there in Jamestown. Everybody's Nick's enemy. Say,
is it everywhere enemy territory for Nick Nelson?
Versus Mr. Incredible. We talked about Mr. Incredible picking up that W and in Larimore and trying to build momentum, right? Nick Nelson, maybe not a tag team candidate.
Just I don't think so.
In the sense that the young man doesn't seem to be able to get along with anyone. So Nick the Natural Nelson taking on Mr. Incredible. My perspective now, I'm not necessarily in charge. My perspective, you got two absolute BZW rocks in Nick Nelson and Mr. Incredible. The winner of this match has got to be climbing that ladder. Whether it's somebody to potentially challenge DeLorean Diggs or somebody to potentially challenge Brandon Nitro, I have to think that this is a, not necessarily because it's not on the card as such, a number one contenders match. This has to be like a contender for number one contender match.
Yeah, no, and I get exactly what you're saying there. I mean, you know, someone like Nelson has been in those situations before, and it's just one win away to get him back there.
Yeah.
And if a guy like Incredible beats him, he goes, look it, he's been in those situations.
Yep.
I deserve to now be in those situations. So, yeah, I mean, you're right. It instantly elevates someone, and whoever doesn't come out on top, though, now has to – they got to start clawing their way back too.
Next match, another BZW rock in Sierra. We talked about expanding the women's division, and how did Sierra go about expanding the women's division at Summer Night's main event? Beating one of the best boys on the planet in All Steel, Jay Fowler, in what was an absolutely incredible match. As I've mentioned, like I hope, and this is not a me thing, I hope the commentary from that match and that video sees the light of day, because, oh my God, what a story they told. What a match that was. Woo! Anyway, Sierra taking on Briar Hale, accompanied by her twin sister, Sage Hale. Might have some twin magic, but also just two more ladies in that women's division to continue kind of rounding out what we have here.
Yes, Briar and Sage have been all over the Midwest, Minnesota, Illinois, South Dakota, Omaha, and now here we are in North Dakota.
Yes.
And I'm sure I could find a match that Sierra is familiar with them off the top of my head.
Sure.
I can't, but their paths have had to have crossed somewhere.
I'm sure that's true.
But here's Sierra. Here is, you know, as tried and true of BZW as they come, she is a part of this, and she, like you said, comes off a massive match with Fowler,
yep.
and a match that, a legend in his own, I mean, not in his own, right, two-time Hall of Famer says, this should be on TV.
Yeah.
You know, this should be on TV.
Yeah.
So this is, Briar's got to bring it, you know.
Yep.
Sierra's, I saw she picked up another title at another promotion over the last weekend.
She'd probably like us to develop a title for her to wear.
Yeah, I mean she wins this weekend. She's gonna walk in the back and probably look at me and be like, "Okay, it's my turn." You know, like where's my opportunity?
Yep.
So,
okay, Jack Ledger versus Jay Fowler. I'm just like whatever consequences this match has, or whatever, you know, we talk about. Sub-Zero title, BZW championship, whatever ramifications this has towards that, I don't even care at this point, because these guys, as they say, can go.
Mm-hmm.
This might be, you know, we talk about all of our matches as you know, potential bangers, but this is no joke 100% a banger alert. I'm going to even here. I'm going to give you this. That's my banger
alert.
We
have sound effects, huh?
Yeah, that's my banger alert
okay.
horn.
Okay.
In fact, I'm going to do the kind of how they do it. There. That wow. was a proper.
We're moving up in the world. Oh wow, yeah. It's crazy when you look at that on paper and go that this hasn't ever happened. This is a first time matchup of two phenomenally talented guys, and obviously, like you said, the outcome of this match, you know, where does the winner go? And the winner goes to a main event, a winner goes to a title match, a winner goes to, you know, whatever you want to call it. I mean, yeah, this is going to be fun.
You would talk about the price of admission. This match will be worth the price of admission.
Yes.
Period.
Yes.
I mean, Jack versus Jay Fowler is just going to be an unbelievable wrestling match.
Yeah. And it's not even the main event.
No, the main event, which is what we will discuss right now, is the Sub-Zero champion, DeLorean Diggs, versus Bobby Power Brennan, or Bobby Power. What are we doing?
Power Bobby Brennan.
There we go.
And if you saw his latest promo, he is in shape for this.
Dude.
Holy moly, is he ready.
I was saying, you go back to that video of him hitting Jack with the chair, and it's not that he was in terrible shape. He's certainly in better shape than I am now. But, like, there was a little bit of a something hanging over that weight belt. Like, he was just a big, strong dude. And guess what? Kevin Owens is out here in these streets. Eddie Kingston's out here in these streets. You can get it done being just a big, nasty dude.
Mm-hmm.
But Bobby said, to hell with that. My man is cut up, in shape. He has to be staring down BZW Gold, and obviously he is. I mean, anyway, by the way, Joey Jet Avalon, my nemesis. I'm going to bring shovel protection to this deal.
You need to watch yourself. And Brandon Nitro's not there to protect you.
Oh, by the way, we're going to do this one more time.
I'm going to take that button away from you after this show, probably.
Showtime Rocky Allen. Going to be in the ring.
You are.
Going to be in the ring.
Joey's going to be in that ring, too.
That thought has just now entered my mind.
You just now realized that less than 48 hours to... Yeah. We're about 48 hours at the time of this recording to Showtime.
I might have to make a peace offering before the show.
Ugh.
But yeah, your boy, not going to be on commentary. Your boy going to be doing the ring announcing.
Yes.
So I don't know if that's a draw. Maybe if we sell one ticket off of that, that'd be great. But unfortunately, like, my mom or my family's not going to be in Jamestown. But yeah, come see your boy. I forgot to put myself over, and I'm normally wonderful at that. So,
very.
Yeah. my own failure to put myself over. But yeah, your boy going to be in Jamestown and not going to be on the side. Going to be in the dead center of that ring. D'Lo versus Bobby versus Avalon. This is, as I believe our friend at WWE Big E said, big meaty men slapping meat. I mean, they're not a cruiserweight in here.
No,
there's some beef in here.
Yes. And you know, when we made this match, DeLorean goes again. And what he's saying is, I just had a triple threat for the title.
Right.
Now you're giving me another triple threat for the title, and it's not getting any easier.
No.
You go Bobby, who just, you know, is coming off a victory at Summer's Night Main Event, Joey Jet Avalon, who can wrestle with anyone at any day of the week
and 100%.
Beat anyone any day of the week.
Yep.
If you were a betting man, if you were Vegas right now, I don't know where the odds even are for DeLorean, because this is tough.
Well, like we talked about on commentary at Summer Night's Main Event, 33.3.
Yeah.
That's just math. 33.3. Yeah. And I'm sure he's looking at Kyle Pro's run like, my guy had nothing but one-on-one matches. Like, can a brother get a one-on-one match with the champion's advantage? One time?
Yeah.
One time? No champion's advantage? Triple threat means no DQ. Tough sledding for DeLorean Diggs, but obviously we know D'Lo can go. Bobby is just on another level right now. And as you mentioned, in the upper Midwest, Joey Jet Avalon is a absolute staple. And I'm not just saying that so he doesn't physically threaten me this weekend. Joey can go. Bobby is, just like I said, is on another level. Very excited for DeLorean Diggs. But we got BZW Gold on the line. I don't know what else we could possibly tell you other than to get to the darn show.
Yeah. I mean, it's simple. There's a little bit of everything, or there's a little bit of something for everyone.
Yep.
No matter what you're looking for, no matter what type of matches, just pure family entertainment. If you're just looking out to come and have a fun time, get those tickets, come out. Club 1883, very accommodating. They're going to have food. They're going to have drinks. They're going to have a great atmosphere. This will be fun. This will be really fun on Saturday.
Okay. You ready for me to throw you an absolute and complete curveball?
I love it.
I totally forgot. We don't have a guest this week.
We don't.
But you know what we have tomorrow? Crown Jewel.
We do.
Let's hit it rapid fire.
Let's go.
We didn't prep this at all. Let's hit it rapid fire. Sami Zayn versus JD McDonagh.
Well, Sami Zayn.
I agree.
I mean, it has to.
I think so, too. I think McDonagh obviously has, like, on his mind, get this win and maybe finally actually be a member of Judgment Day. But Sammy's too hot right now. Cody Rhodes versus Damian Priest. God, Judgment Day is just all over this thing.
I know.
That's an interesting one to me because...
That's actually, I kind of forgot about that match.
Yeah.
Crown Jewel has been at the back of my head because it's show week.
Yes, absolutely.
But yeah, wow.
By the way, can I just say, from Fargo, it doesn't really work. What a day for a Jamestown wrestling fan. You think about, because of the fact that it's overseas, if you're in a Jamestown, if you're in a Valley City, even if you're in a Bismarck, the way that Crown Jewel lines up at noon central because it's in Saudi Arabia, the way that Crown Jewel lines up at noon central for you then to get in the car at 3 and get your butt to Bismarck, honestly, you know what?
Jamestown.
What did I say?
You said get your butt to Bismarck.
I'm sorry. Get your butt from Bismarck to Jamestown, even from Fargo. If that show goes 3 hours like I think it is, that's an hour and a half to Jamestown.
That's if you're driving even a little under the speed limit.
Right. So what I'm saying is...
make it happen.
You might have yourself a day.
That'll be a fun day.
You might have yourself a wrestling day. Anyway, I got Cody. I do.
Yeah. I mean, I do. The only thing is, you know, Damien does have... He's got the briefcase.
Never one-on-one when it's the Judgment Day.
No. I think Cody still wins.
Ray versus Logan Paul.
Logan.
I agree.
He's primed. See it? Get it? I can do it sometimes too, not just you.
Terrible.
I think this is where he finally kind of becomes I'm gonna be around for a little bit.
Yeah, and I think, you know, you can set up whatever you want with Ray. Like, if you want to set up a retirement match, like a WrestleMania rematch with Dom, maybe.
Yep.
But you can sort of take the strap off him and maybe set up life after Rey Mysterio, potentially.
Yes.
However you want to do that.
Ray doesn't need a title at any point in the rest of his career.
No. So. And then I think if you're going to set up, you know, I think Logan Paul, LA Knight, is the one that everybody's talking about, right? If LA Knight doesn't get it done against Roman, and nobody gets it done against Roman, so we'll see. But I think that Logan Paul LA Knight U.S. title match, whether it's at Rumble or Mania or even Survivor Series, whatever, but that's out there. And so I actually agree. I mean, I think Logan Paul, such a size advantage, and I mean, everybody has a size advantage against Ray, like, I think you're right. I think it might be finally time. Io Sky versus Bianca Belair.
Bianca.
Interesting. Okay.
I think Bianca gets it. Takes it back.
Yeah, you got the new Hulu show. I think Bianca and Montez. Yep. I believe that's on Hulu. Might want to strap the rocket there. Only, you know, same thing for me is with Damage Control. It's the same thing as the Judgment Day. Never really one-on-one.
No.
So we'll see. We'll see.
No. Okay.
John Cena, Solo Sikoa. I don't know. I get it. But is it finally maybe not the time for John to put the young guy over?
I don't think that John puts him over at Crown Jewel.
So, okay.
I mean,
so you got John Cena.
I have John. Okay. Because I think it's just...
It might be time for the boy to win a match.
Yes. it's leading to... I feel like there's going to be something down the road with him and Roman.
Sure. Okay. So you got John Cena?
I do.
Okay. I've got Solo, and I think even that loss is going to set up something for Cena. And maybe it's setting up yet another loss. Mm-hmm. But this sort of change in attitude where it's like, okay, I haven't won a match, a singles match, in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
And
I don't have a long time left to win a singles match.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll see. Rhea versus Nia Jax versus Shayna versus Raquel versus Zoe Stark. My God in heaven. Rhea?
Yes.
I don't know what to do there.
She's my favorite. So, I mean, how can I go against, one of my favorite superstars in WWE right now? I don't think it's time to take that off of her. I think Jade Cargill or whatever her, I don't remember her new name now. I'm drawing a blank.
Do a new name? Because they introduced her as Jade Cargill.
Oh, they did?
WWE
they gave
did.
Her a new name. Okay. I could be mistaken.
Anyway.
We know who we're talking about.
Yep.
I think that is what eventually happens.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, that's where it goes. So.
And there's so many exciting. I mean, you talk about Becky versus Jade with Becky kind of working from underneath.
You talk about brand new stuff.
Right. Charlotte versus Jade and just this kind of Adonis versus Adonis matchup. And then Rhea versus Jade. And then, you know, even like.
And everything in between. There's
Shayna
so many
versus
other,
Jade. Raquel exactly, versus Jade. Exactly. Like, absolutely. Anyway, Seth versus Drew. I'd be interested. Because they've had Priest so involved, I really wonder what the likelihood of Seth walking out with that title is.
From either one of them.
Right. Like, okay, Seth maybe goes over Drew in kind of a grueling type, Shinsuke type match, but then does Priest show back up after maybe losing to Cody? I don't know.
I mean, that's not impossible.
I agree.
By any means.
I agree.
Crown Jewel, I'd have to go back at the last few of them, but I believe we've always had at least a title change or something along it. And I think we're going to get that anyways, you know, with Logan and Ray. We're ready for a cash-in. I think that it's time. I think that this is a good opportunity to do it. The only problem is with a cash-in on him and where Drew has went into this heel Drew and everything, is it the time to put that world title on another heel and where Drew is at? So I don't know. I think all three of them are, like, when you want to talk 33%.
Yeah.
I honestly think that that's a very doable thing for all three of those outcomes.
I'm going to go with Seth. Yeah, I'm going to go with Seth.
Walking out with it?
Yeah.
Monday night? Raw, he still has it?
I think he still has it on Monday night. I think. I don't know. Yeah. Anyway. Undisputed WWE Universal Championship, Roman versus LA Knight. I listen to the Sam Roberts podcast pretty regularly, and I think a lot of people, and I was included in this group of people, and we'll get it wrapped up here in a second, but I think a lot of people had concerns about LA Knight losing this match. Why would you not save this for whatever? You know, why would you, if this is the chase, why already end the LA Knight chase? Why not have this chase somehow end happily, or... why not have this chase a little further down the road as he's built up whatever? But Sam made an interesting point. You really think about the last however many months of who has actually stepped to Roman and lost. Fine, lost, but stepped to Roman. Cody, bigger than ever.
Yep.
Didn't take a hit. Sami Zayn, bigger than ever. Didn't take a hit by losing. Jey Uso, bigger than ever. Didn't take a hit by losing. And it's like, no, this match can go the way we all think it's going to go with Roman retaining. And that does not mean that LA Knight falls back down the ladder into the mid-card. It just doesn't mean that.
I agree. I think he's too good right now. His stock is too high that even with the loss, like you said, like a Cody, like a Sammy. I mean, Roman's winning 100%.
Yeah.
I mean, like, this is the surest thing as can be. This isn't the time.
Unless he doesn't.
I just don't. I mean.
I know.
The streak was the surest thing as could be, too.
Yeah.
You know? So I just don't see it that this is the time that, hey, we're pulling the trigger on Roman to lose.
Yeah.
Like, don't get me wrong. Crown Jewel the reason it is so big is because of the money that they make from it.
Right.
And money talks, but I don't think that money talks in the form of we're gonna take it off of Roman.
I'm with you. All right, folks. Thanks so much. Thanks to the Hampton Inn and Suites in Jamestown. Thanks to Commissioner Stokey for stopping by the Below Zero Studios. Have a great weekend, everybody, and get your bus to Jamestown.
See you Saturday.